Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Castro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Castro moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castro scores. Pascual moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. Scourin moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Scourin moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Scourin scores. Martin moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Foes now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Foes now. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ver Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen moves to third. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. There goes Martin. The throw from Batty to second, and Martin is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.